Can almond or oat beverages use the word milk on their labels? The dairy industry has been fighting for the Food and Drug Administration to say no. And now Rachel Cohen reports both of Idaho's U.S. senators are part of an effort to continue pressuring the FDA to take action.
The letter, signed by Idaho Senators Jim Risch and Mike Crapo, calls on FDA Commissioner Stephen Hahn to, quote, ensure that dairy terms may only be used to describe products that include dairy. The dairy industry has long said the FDA should reserve words like milk and cheese for products that come from dairy animals, and they shouldn't be used as labels on food made out of soy or nuts, for example.
Milk has this standard of identity. It means a certain thing, and so protecting that is really important for farmers and protecting the quality of the product.
That's Christy Spence of Dairy West, which promotes Idaho and Utah dairy products. Spence says consumers deserve transparency, and it's not just the integrity of dairy products at stake. Several states have recently passed restrictions on how cauliflower, rice, or meat substitutes like the Beyond Burger are labeled. Former FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb began a process 2 years ago to understand whether consumers are misled when plant-based alternatives use traditional dairy terms, and to figure out how to enforce the labeling of these products. But that review ended almost a year ago, and shortly after, Gottlieb resigned. Now legislators from dairy-producing states are pushing Hahn to continue the action. Rachel Cohen, Boise State Public Radio News.